Let this be your reminder that there is still a 16-year-old Palestinian American citizen who is being illegally detained in an Israeli prison. Mohammed Ibrahim, a 16-year-old Palestinian boy from Florida, has been illegally detained without a trial in a notorious Israeli military prison, and his health is deteriorating. He's been in detention for 6 months after being arrested under suspicion of throwing rocks. Mohammed is being held in the notorious Megiddo prison, the same prison where this past April, 17-year-old Walid Ahmed became the youngest Palestinian to die in Israeli detention, dying of starvation and amoebic dysentery, which he contracted from unsanitary and inhumane crowded conditions. Mohammed's family is deeply concerned that his case could reach the same level of tragedy as Walid Ahmed's. Mohammed's father, Zahir, confirmed that the teenager lost a quarter of his body weight and developed scabies while in prison, a fact that was confirmed by the U.S. Embassy. His health is in dire condition. His life is on the line. More than 100 different faith-based, civil rights, and human rights organizations penned a letter to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio demanding immediate action to secure the boy's release. This is the most significant organized pressure campaign on the imprisoned teen's case yet, and it needs all of our attention to be successful. If you live in Florida, contact your congressman to demand that they act to secure his release. If you don't, contact the Secretary of State and tell Marco Rubio that this detention violates the Fourth Geneva Convention's prohibition on transferring detainees from within an occupied area to the occupying power's territory. And support the 100 organizations that signed the letter calling for his release. Put his name out there. Talk about this boy. Israeli forces cannot continue to get away with terrorizing American citizens.